According to North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, the best way to revitalize the state's economy is to convert some historic sites into working business sites. Wednesday afternoon in High Point, he announced efforts to continue the state's historic tax credits under a revised Historic Rehabilitation Investment Program. The credits are slated to end this year.
If there are developers or economic investors and entrepreneurs who look at these buildings and they see beyond the barbed wire fence, they see beyond some of the neighborhood that's gone down a little bit, they see a future and create new jobs for towns and cities across North Carolina.
The 100-plus-year-old Pickett Cotton Mill was the backdrop for McCrory's announcement. The Belgian company Buzzy Space Incorporated is renovating the 105,000-square-foot building into a furniture factory. McCrory's staff is now working with the new owners to get the mill listed as a historic site. The governor also said his new budget will include $500,000 in a matching grant for the Main Street Solutions Fund.
We're providing counseling and advice and assistance to the entrepreneurs who want to put their small businesses in the center of our towns throughout North Carolina. This economy is going to revive based upon the private sector willing to take the risk, especially small businesses.
According to McCrory, since 1976, state and federal historic preservation initiatives have brought into North Carolina more than $1.7 billion in private investment. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.